Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Friends, what is going on? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast, where we love to give you tangible application, life skills, but ultimately motivation and inspiration as well. I'm your host, TEDx speaker, best-selling author, and serial entrepreneur, Jonathan Jones. And today, I just want you to grab a pen. I want you to grab a piece of paper. You can even grab a sticky note if you want to, because this is going to be pretty quick. And on that paper, I want you just to write down the three people that you would consider closest to you. I'm talking about those three people who, if you have great news, these are the first people that you're going to hit up. They're in your fave five. You want to text them. You want to FaceTime them. The people, if you look through your text messages, they're in the group me with you. They're in the group text. These people, write them down on that list. And I specifically want you to write them down because as I've been thinking over the past couple of weeks, having some conversations with some close friends, having some conversations with some other people, it's funny to see that everybody cannot always scratch that. Everybody won't always celebrate your successes. Friends, I specifically say that because understanding whoever we are throughout our lives, there is something worth celebrating. For instance, if you're an individual who struggles getting in the bed before 12 o'clock and then the next night you're able to make it in bed by 11:30 and you share that goal with somebody, that provides a reason to celebrate that individual because this was something that they were aspiring towards, right? Or if there's somebody else who wanted to do a TED presentation and then you know individual who put in the work, put in the effort, blood, sweat, and tears, and then they were able to solidify a TEDx presentation, that's worth celebrating. But however, I just want us to write these three people down and I want us to begin to think, do those people celebrate your victories and your successes with you? Understanding that celebrating your success, they don't necessarily gain anything from it. Because I've heard many people say, oh man, I'm so excited for you. That means I'm next. Or I've seen other people tell people, man, you just got blessed. That's a blessing. That means my blessing is right around the corner. But no, that's not what that means, actually. That actually just means we can just celebrate my moment and you can just take the time and allow me to have this moment for myself because of the effort and the work that I've put in thus far. Friends, I want you to look at that list and really reflect and think about, are these people that you call friends, are they celebrating your victories? Are they happy about the things that you're happy about? Are they happy about the accomplishments that you've had? Or if they're not, or maybe they do celebrate, maybe on the other side, let's flip the script. I want you to think for a second. Do you celebrate other people's accomplishments the way that you would like them to be celebrated? And I specifically say that because, friends, I've been on the other side. Honestly, I'm still working to be able to fully acknowledge a friend's success to the level that they would like me to acknowledge it. And the reason I want to be honest is because I know that it can be so easy sometimes that we get so caught up in wanting to see people celebrate us the way we want them to celebrate us. However, when it comes time to celebrate somebody else, then we don't have the energy to celebrate. And we're like, but you didn't celebrate me. But why didn't you get excited when I told you my news? But then that's when we really have to self-reflect. And then we take that time and say, I want them to get excited. I want them to yell at me and scream at me and just holler and hooray and do all these things for me. But I'm not doing that for them. We can't give something. Or first of all, we can't expect to receive something that we're not even truly trying to give. And I say that from my own personal perspective because I had to have a self-reflection moment. And I had to ask myself, am I celebrating others the way I want to be celebrated? Am I giving to others what I would like to receive? But also, am I just giving, not expecting anything in return? And that's why I just want us to think today about that. just let's self-reflect on how to celebrate others. So friends, I would just encourage you, because this is what I had to do. I had to have a conversation with a friend and they broke it down to me. They said, Jonathan, they said, bro, I appreciate having the ability to celebrate you because you're striving for greatness and doing great things. They said, however, but when it comes to being flipped around, I need encouragement as well. So friends, the first thing I would encourage us to do is, if we don't know how to celebrate another friend's success, I say we pause and we acknowledge their success. We say, I like what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And I want to commend you. I don't know how to exactly put this in words the way that you would like to see, but I want to first acknowledge what you're doing, because you're doing great things and I'm proud of you. I think that really speaks volumes to that individual, because they see that you're making an effort to acknowledge what they're doing. Secondly, I would encourage us to take a moment and really analyze the situation, because we tell them, yes, we acknowledge it. But secondly, we have to realize that if we're in this space to where we can't really celebrate people, then we can't stay here. So we have to challenge ourselves and we have to begin to do some work within ourselves. We have to self-reflect, look over what we've done, and also just take that time to make sure that in the future, we can grow from the place that we currently are at. And lastly, if you've moved through that, if you've done the first, if you've done the second, then I say those people that you love and those people that you care about and those people that you cherish, celebrate them like nobody's business, because I believe everybody deserves to be celebrated. If it's a goal that might seem small to you, but it's big to somebody else, celebrate that goal like crazy, because we have different goals and we have different ideas of what success truly looks like. But ultimately, friend, my success is no greater than yours. Your success is no greater than mine, because we're operating and competing within our own lives against our own self. So don't ever try to demean anyone's success because it might be them getting to bed early, or because for you, it might be getting your high school diploma, whatever it might be. Friends, encourage them. First, acknowledge what they've done. Secondly, self-reflect and do the work. But thirdly, celebrate like crazy, because friends, we all need a little bit of encouragement. We love the reviews that you've been leaving. I would encourage you to continue to leave a helpful review. Please just go to iTunes, type in Speak Your Success Podcast, go down to the bottom and click the button where it says write a review, and you have a chance to potentially be the review of the week, the app review of the week. But all right, friends, we're going to get ahead and get out of here. This is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker, best-selling author, and serial entrepreneur, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?